Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Today is the 245th anniversary when the Continental Congress adopted the resolution to declare independence from Britain. Then, 2 days later, the Congress approved the document now known as the Declaration of Independence. With the United States Mint for the following 4 years issuing quarters to honor prominent American women, today is a perfect opportunity to appreciate a woman who worked with and inspired America's founding fathers in seeking independence and who may deserve to appear on one of these forthcoming coins. In the mid-1700s, Mercy Otis's father was an outspoken opponent and leader against British rule. Her father and her brother supported her becoming a strong female advocate for independence. After she married James Warren, their home became a meeting place for protest meetings, which led, with the help of Sam Adams, to the beginning of the Committees of Correspondence. It was these committees that culminated in the formation of the Continental Congress that eventually declared independence from Britain. Among her circle of friends were John Adams, Abigail Adams, and Martha Washington. Despite being a woman, she became a correspondent and advisor to Samuel Adams, John Hancock, Patrick Henry, George Washington, John Adams, and Thomas Jefferson. Because of her voluminous writings, she was constantly at or near the center of political movements from 1765 through the adoption of the Bill of Rights. She anonymously published pamphlets, poems, and plays advocating freedom for the American colonies under the name of a Columbian patriot for 25 years. Finally, in 1790, she published a book of poems and plays under her own name. Alexander Hamilton said of her writings, quote, "In the career of dramatic composition, at least, female genius in the United States has outstripped the male," unquote. She culminated her political activities by being a staunch advocate for the adoption of the Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments to the U.S. Constitution. In 1805, she published a 3-volume history of the American Revolution, the first written by a woman. Then President Jefferson ordered copies for himself and every cabinet member. As we celebrate this weekend, let us acknowledge the work of founding mother Mercy Otis Warren. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.